Episode 620, Spice It Up and Fight Inflammation.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are having a spicy day, a sassy day, and a saucy day. Oh, yes, it's all about the S's. We are here to spice it up and fight inflammation. It is Power Pack Wednesday, and it's all about nutrition. We're going to level up your health and your nutrition today, so you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. So excited. If you haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here. And also, you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It's the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions created just for you to keep your life simple while you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. Now, with all of that, I'm sitting here thinking, spice it up, sassy it up, and sauce it up. We have got to begin to start leveling up our health. We are really deprived when it comes to our food. And we're deprived not because of what necessarily we're eating. I'm not going to sit here and condemn processed food right now, even though you know I am not a fan of processed food. But what I do want you to know is that even if you're eating a very clean diet, we need to spice it up and fight inflammation. We've got to add in some major things and get back to nature. And those major things are the gifts of earth that can actually help nourish your body with essential nutrients and can heal your body naturally from the inside out. How cool would that be? Now, I am not here saying anything that we discussed today. We're going to go over 10 different herbs and spices. Yes, it's going to be detailed, so hang on to your hats because you're going to learn a lot. I'm going to give you a ton of information, but a couple things. Number one, I want you to understand, pick one or two that jump out to you like, oh, I want to try that. And just try that. And then come back later and listen to the episode again and maybe try a couple others. Eventually, you'll begin to learn how to add in these herbs and spices into your daily consumption of food. Because you really do want to level up your nutrients. We leave ourselves hanging. And even if we think we're eating clean, we're not getting what we need today. We're not, because unfortunately our soil is depleted of minerals and nutrients that we, when we are eating clean, we're not getting what we need. Even when the cows eat really good grain fed, you know, you talk about grass fed beef and you want to eat grass fed beef. That's the good stuff. You know, we don't want all the hormones added in, and that's why we buy organic and all of that jazz. Or we want the free range chickens and the free range so we can get the good eggs. Even with eating that way, we still are not getting the nutrients because our soil is deprived of the micro and the macronutrients along with the minerals. They're no longer there. We've killed them off. It's totally different than what it was thousands of years ago. And so it is important that we use herbs and spices to level up our nutrients within our own meals. You want to upgrade your meal's nutritional value. Now, I want to take you back. In episode 557, I'll have this in the show notes, we talked about essential supplements fit for your diet. Okay, and in that, we just mentioned briefly about the spices and herbs you can add about, you know, you can add into your diet. However, we mainly covered supplements. We went down more into vitamins, you know, that can really enhance your optimal health. And there was actually a download there. So if you don't remember going to it and getting that download, go back to episode 557 and I will reference it in the show notes. But you want to go there and get that information in addition to today's, because we're covering this even deeper. You need to upgrade your meal's nutritional value. It's time to level up. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to go through 10 herbs and spices. And I'm going to break them down for you. And I'm also going to give you a way you can utilize them in your day-to-day meals. Woo! Can I get an Woohoo! All right, I know. You're excited, aren't you? Maybe not. Maybe you're sleeping. Okay, it's time to wake up. You need this information. Your body depends on it, and it's not just your body. With what we put in, the fuel, what we ingest, it affects the mind, body, and the spirit, which then what? Affects your entire life. So pay attention. You need this information. Okay, so number one, and hopefully I won't lose track as to what number I'm on. Number one, is this is my favorite of anything. If you wanted to pick one thing to start on, this would be the one I would tell you to start on, and that is cinnamon. I would, you know, fair to guess that probably 99.9% of us have cinnamon in our cabinets. And most of us probably tend to use it more with like treats. You know, we think of the baked goods, the cinnamon rolls and all the icing. And then, oh man, I don't know. I just think of everything cinnamon. I begin to think of Thanksgiving, you know, and the pumpkin pie and the cinnamon and oh, yes. Okay, I'm hungry already. Oatmeal, maybe some things on your granola. Maybe we add... But we don't cook with cinnamon the way we really need to. And it has some amazing, amazing benefits. Cinnamon has been shown to boost brain function, to aid in digestion, to support weight loss. Oh, yes, did you hear me? To support weight loss. Yeah, your ears should be ringing if you're thinking weight loss. You need cinnamon. You need it. And it also helps to fight cancer and diabetes. Now, I want to give a full disclaimer here. What we're talking about in these 10 herbs and spices, I am not saying and making any medical claims that if you start using these, you're going to have your symptoms are going to decrease. You're no longer going to have a disease. No, I am not making those claims. What I am doing is sharing information from scientifically based studies and my personal experience with these as how it has affected my body. And so I want to share that with you because we truly underutilize spices and herbs. So let's jump back to number one, which is cinnamon. Sorry, I had to give that disclaimer. It's very important, you know. Some of us think, oh my gosh, she told me this is going to do it. I didn't tell you it's going to do that. It can have that effect. Again, every body is different. And so you are uniquely fearfully and wonderfully made. So you have to figure out what works for you. But cinnamon, oh yes, it is my all-to go-to. Now, when you're cooking with it, you can use about a half to one teaspoon of cinnamon. You can add it to your drinks like smoothies, coffee, tea. And you can put it in your granola, your oatmeal. You can use it even on meats. And guess what? When I do this, I use it on my meats. And I do it especially on my turkey. Oh my goodness. It is the best ever. It is like, okay, I just spilled the beans. It is my secret ingredient when it comes to turkeys. I'm serious. I love cinnamon on my turkey. And so you just sprinkle it on the top. And actually, you know, you want to have that brown, golden looking turkey. Guess what? It's already there because you colored it with cinnamon. You don't have to worry about taking it out and basting it with all the butter and all of that. No, keep it juicy. Keep the cover on. Put that cinnamon on and you're going to have this gorgeous brown turkey that not only is moist, it tastes good, but it looks good and you're upping and leveling up your health with the nutritional value in what you're eating because of that cinnamon presence. Okay? Woo, can you tell I'm excited? All right, let's keep going. Oh, also, another side note. When I go out, my family absolutely loves Chinese. And because we're a large family and I have lots of boys who like to eat, I like to eat too, and so does Daddy. And we all have different, you know, taste buds. We usually do a Chinese buffet. And so when we go there and we do like the hibachi grill, when we're at that hibachi grill and I'm making my own stir fry, I do this at home too, but if I'm out, I add cinnamon into my stir fry. Yum, yum, and oh, yummy. So try that the next time. If you're out, add cinnamon into your stir fry. And you can even request that, believe it or not. Request it from your server. If you're ordering specifically, say, you know, can you add in a half a teaspoon of cinnamon? Most people will help with that. They're willing to cook in regards to your request. Okay, so that's number one, cinnamon, cinnamon, cinnamon. It's going to make you smile. It is. Okay, number two, ginger. Oh, ginger is fun. It's ugly looking though. You never thought of this thing that looks like, I mean, it's a root and it just looks like bleh, and it just looks like it's weird looking, right? I mean, seriously. And so you're like, I don't want to eat a tree. I don't want to eat something like that. That's not necessarily good for you. Oh, yes, it is. It has anti-inflammatory effects. It can also help with nausea and vomiting, okay, especially during pregnancy. You want a natural way to help with your nauseation, feeling nauseated, and, you know, feeling like you're always going to vomit. For those of you who had that or are having that issue, this is great. Use ginger. It's wonderful. Now, remember, in all of these herbs and spices, I want you to understand that less is more. This stuff is potent. It's filled with amazing flavor and health benefits. So you get both, and it's a huge whammy. So if you think, oh, I'm going to add a lot of ginger, you may not be eating that dish because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, am I literally eating the whole ginger? It's very, very potent. So less is more. Now, ginger also helps to protect against certain cancers like ovarian cancer, and it boosts your immune system. We're getting into the fall, moving into the winter, at least here we are up north in the U.S., and I can tell you that I don't like little sick children running around, nor do I like to be sick. And anything I can do to help my immune system, the better. So add in ginger into your life. And you can do this by throwing it into your stir fry. You can also use it in salad dressing. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. You can really fine chop it if you want to eat it. Or you can slice it where you're removing off. It kind of looks like the potato skin. You know, like I call it the dirt skin of the ginger root. You can remove that enough and just put a couple slices in it and then make a salad dressing. One of my favorite salad dressings is avocado oil, garlic, and ginger. And you let it, you mix it all together, and you just either put it in a container, like a mason jar or something, and throw it in your fridge and just let it absorb the ginger. And you don't have to put the, you know, you don't have to pour the ginger out. You can just take the actual sauce part of it. But the ginger will infuse it like, oh my goodness, it is yummy. But again, less is more. If you make a big, huge batch, that's fine. But I think for most of our size families, you want to use like a half a cup to a cup of your avocado oil and work from there. And then you can add in your garlic and your ginger. And you would only need at most 2 decent sized slices. We're talking like an inch to an inch and a half size of a slice. Not thickness, just length. Okay, in your length. Okay, whew, are you exhausted yet? Okay, keep taking notes. This is a lot of information. We've got 8 more to go. Okay, oh, and another thing you can do is you can also cut it into chunks like those slices, and you can put it in like on top of your meat. So if you put on a roast and you're doing it in the crock pot or even in the oven, you can just put a little bit in there, or you can put it in the juice. Like if you're going to make an au jus out of it, out of your sauce that you use, just put it in the juice below, and that's going to change the flavoring of it. It's wonderful. And if you grate it really, 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 really thin, really, really fine, you can actually add it into hamburger. But again, less is more. You don't need a whole lot. All right, number 3 is garlic. Woo, there's so much information here. Okay, are you taking notes? I hope you're taking notes. Actually, I'm going to make a note. I need to get you guys a download for this. I will add it to, I can't promise it'll be there like right now when you're clicking on it, but come back to it, or actually better yet, go visit createyournow.com and look up this particular episode, and you'll find the download there. I'll add it up, but it's also all in the show notes. But if you actually wanted to print off, maybe that would be easier for you. So I'll work on that. I'll make note to get a download for you. Okay, we've covered our cinnamon, which is my favorite. We've got our ginger. Now we're going to move to garlic. And no, this garlic has nothing to do with vampires, even though Halloween is around the corner. I guess if you want to get the garlic out for the vampires, go right ahead. But garlic isn't just for vampires. And sometimes we even think of it more as it's going to cause bad breath. I cannot eat garlic. Well, I got to tell you my personal story. My experience with garlic has actually been the opposite. When I am eating very clean, real food, and I'm not eating processed foods and not a lot of high grain foods and high sugary foods, I'm talking like you're just a good solid macronutrients of your carbs, fats, and proteins, just very well rounded. I don't have a problem with bad breath. I mean, I guess if I eat two or three cloves, just like an apple, maybe then. But when you mince it or you chop it up pretty finely, it doesn't tend to linger there. If it's lingering, you might want to think more about the other things that you're eating that contain properties that hold on to the garlic-iness of the garlic, if that makes sense. Okay. Have I totally confused you? I hope not. Oh, I love coffee chats like this. It's girl time, right? So I wanted just to throw that into you so you understand, because I don't want you to be afraid to use garlic. Garlic has tremendous health benefits. It's used for reducing the nauseated feeling that you get, you know, that tummy ache, and you're like, I think I'm going to lose it all. Inflammation, it helps ease the pain of arthritis. That doesn't mean that it takes away the disease, okay? Remember the disclaimer. It also helps to reduce blood pressure, and it also helps to detoxify body of heavy metals. So there's all the more reason to add in garlic, right? Into your diet, into your meals. You want to level up your nutrition value. So one way you can do that is add it into potatoes, like mashed potatoes. If you're going to do like roasted potatoes and you cut them up, you can add garlic on top of that with either avocado or olive oil. Sprinkled on it with pink Himalayan salt and some fresh cracked pepper. Yum. I'm ready to eat now. Serve it up. Also, it's great with shrimp, even tilapia. I use it a lot with both of those. Or it doesn't have to be a tilapia fish. It could be a white fish, a different white fish that you want. Great to add in salsa, into dressings, and of course, pasta sauce. So even if you buy, for example, maybe in the grocery store, you buy your favorite pasta sauce, you know, in the can or in the glass container. It's actually better if you buy it in the glass container. Just saying. It is. Because of the way tomatoes work and react. Anyway, so get it in the glass jar, but you can add in some fresh garlic to it. Now, I want to give you a side note here. The side note is, if you are using fresh garlic, you buy the garlic cloves and you have to crack them. It has a white paper. It almost looks like an onion and it's kind of cool and you have to break it apart and it's fun. Then all of a sudden your hands smell like it. They're like, whoa, that stuff is full of flavor. If you are using the actual clove and you're mincing it, less is more. Versus if you buy the already minced garlic that's in the container. Okay? So you can actually add more. So if I'm mincing my own garlic, I do not use as much. So for example, if I want to cook, let's just say shrimp, and I'm doing a shrimp pasta, and my shrimp pasta may be, for me, I use the zucchini noodles, and for the rest of the family, they love just your traditional angel hair pasta or something like that. So you can use whatever noodles floats your boat. And when I'm cooking the shrimp, what I do is I'll just add, if it's in the bottle, if I'm grabbing my organic garlic from the bottle that's already minced, then I'm going to use about 1 to 2 tablespoons of garlic, of minced garlic. But if I'm using the actual cloves, I'm only going to use maybe 1 or 2 cloves because it's the real stuff and it's so much more potent, okay? So either way, it works, all right? So it's really your choice, your convenience. Just add it, use it, spice it up. And finally, and let's go to the next one. We have cayenne pepper. Oh, I love peppers. Pepper is so, so good for you. It also has amazing health benefits that date back to the ancient days, way before you and I and your mom and your grandma. Yeah, keep adding them up. Yeah, it goes way back when. It's an anti-inflammatory. And it has like a secret ingredient in it that makes it anti-inflammatory. It's awesome. And it's within chilies, any of your chilies that you have. And it's called capsaicinoids. And they are awesome. And they're known to help in digestion, relieve headaches, prevent blood clots, and assist in detoxifying the body naturally. Now, we all want our liver to do what it needs to do. So if we can supply it with the nutrients that it needs to continue to work properly, then that's what we need to do. So spice up your foods and add in some cayenne pepper. You can add it into stews, into your chili. You can put it on meat. Now, again, less is more. You can also add it into hummus. You can add it into dips, even guacamole. So have fun with it. Try it out. I would not recommend you taking the spice and like trying it directly on your tongue. Have you ever heard of the cinnamon challenge? And if you've ever watched one of those crazy videos, you know it does not go over well, right? So spices and herbs are not to be messed with. Think of them as something that takes a high priority in Earth's gifts and what God has created for you. And it has amazing benefits, but treat it with respect. So don't play with it. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm going to just put, you know, two or three scoops into your, you know, of cayenne into the stew. You may not be able to eat it. It may be too hot, too spicy for you. So again, work with less is more. You can always add in because you know how you traditionally cook food and what it tastes like. So add a little bit, taste it and say, oh, okay. And remember, when you're cooking your stews and your soups and your meats, and primarily more towards the stuff that's made of liquid. So your au jus, like I was saying, your stews, your meats, your broth, give it time to kind of meld in together and solidify the flavorings. Because when you leave it longer over time, it gets stronger and stronger, the taste does. So if you just throw it in and you think, oh man, I can barely taste it. Well, if you give it an extra 30 minutes, by the time it's done cooking, it may be just right. So we don't want to overcook that porridge, as little Goldilocks would say. You know, we don't want it, you know, too big, too little. We want it just right. All right, so you got your cayenne pepper. You're adding it in. Now we move to number 5, oregano. Oh, that's a fun word to say, oregano. When was the last time you used oregano? Maybe not. Most of the time when we hear of oregano, we think pizza, pizza. I want pizza, pizza. Pizza's great with oregano. It's wonderful. But there's some other secret ingredients here, actually a secret substance. I don't even know that I can pronounce it right. Beta-carophyllene. I always pronounce things wrong. I'm really good at doing that. But in these beta-caros, is what I'm going to call them, they're great at fighting what? Inflammation. Have you noticed a trend here? We're on number 5 and almost basically on everything we've talked about. It fights inflammation. It's anti-inflammatory. We want that because you know what? We are just big on inflammation. If you're eating any form of a processed food, you're inflamed. I hate to tell you, but you are. And so you need to add some of these spices and herbs into your diet to level up your health and also to help with that inflammation. So oregano is one of those. It also has an antifungal and antibacterial properties within it too. So this is like a big bang for your buck here. You get anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and antifungal. Sign me up. Now, one way you can use this is put it on your pizza pizza. Okay. You can also, if you do like pizza biscuits, if you do pizza tortillas, if you have fun with any of those things, use it on those too. Be creative. Think outside the box. Have fun with it. Let the kids add on even their own spices. You can put it on pizza sauce or in pizza sauce or pasta sauce. Either way, you can do that. Even if it's store-bought, you can add to it, okay? And you can also add on a salad. It's going to change the taste of the salad. So again, less is more till you know and understand really how it tastes and how it's going to affect your taste buds because I want you to enjoy it. And some of these spices and herbs acquire an actual taste, okay? Your palate needs to change just a little bit. Some kids may turn their nose up at it, but others are like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. I have one of those child that will try absolutely anything, and I love that. And then I have the other picky ones that are like, I am not touching that, Mom. So then I just have to tell them, oh, there's nothing different. And then they eat it, and they have no idea I changed it up. So whatever tricks you have to play, play them. Okay, number 6, I believe we are on, if I haven't lost track. I got to keep track of my notes. There's so much to remember. I cannot just give you all of this. So number 6, turmeric. I know we're going long, but hang in there with me. Turmeric is very bright, and it's very yellow. It's a beautiful, vibrant yellow spice and has medicinal purposes. It has medicinal purposes in treating infections, wounds, and it colds and liver disease. So it's really good for all of the above. So, you know, with fall season coming up and you're doing those stews and things like that, this is a good time to mess around with turmeric. You can add it to your meats. You can add it to scrambled eggs. You can add it to your like your pumpkin soups. Oh, yum. On roasted veggies, like if you're going to roast some vegetables, yummy, yummy, yummy. They're so tasty. And again, you want to think of a sprinkle or a pinch. It doesn't take a lot. You don't want to color the potato and make it yellow. Does that make sense? Okay. It's not a food coloring, even though it will change some of the coloring a little bit. But again, less is more. So that's number six, turmeric. Number seven, are you awake still? Don't go to sleep on me. Come on. You got lots to learn yet. Sage. Sage is an amazing herb. And we think of sage more in Mediterranean foods. And it's known to help with digestive discomfort, menstrual cramps even. So if you have an up-and-coming teenager who's going to be, you know, going through all of her menses and having issues, and maybe you have issues now too, mess around with some sage a little bit. See if it helps you. It also is good at increasing circulation. It's an anti-inflammatory and it's antibacterial. So come on, try it out. One way you can use this. Now, understand that some of the things that we use are more crumbled, so to speak, okay? Because a lot of times we buy these spices and herbs, what? In a jar. And that's okay. You can also buy them fresh. But with sage, sage is actually a leaf. And so with sage, you can add it to your hot teas. Yummy. It's really good. And it, again, the health benefits that you'll get from this, you want to try it. You know, try it one cup on the, you know, on a weekend when you're not really rushed and crazy. Maybe you don't want to try it new during the week, but add it in and see what it does and how you feel. Also, sage is a great way to infuse your oils. So, and you don't need those fancy infusers. Have you seen some of those where you put the oil in and then they have this like the container within the container and you can add things in? Well, sage is a leaf. So you can add 3 to 4 leaves to your oils, whether it's your olive oil, your avocado oil, even your macadamia nut oil. It's going to change it up enough that you're going to be like, oh yeah. And it's going to add this boost and enhance this flavor. You're going to be like, yes, it's bold. I love it. And you can also add in sage leaves to stews. Again, you only need like 1 or 2 leaves when you're adding it into your stews. If you're making, if you have like an 8-quart or a 10 or 12 quart pot, then maybe you want to up it to 3 or 4. But otherwise, 1 or 2 is going to be plenty for you. Okay. All right. I got to breathe just a little bit. I feel like I need some water to drink, but we got to keep going here. All right. Number 8, rosemary. Oh, I can just smell it now. Rosemary comes from the mint family, believe it or not. And when I think of rosemary, I think of Christmas because of the pine. It's very piney, okay? And again, rosemary is used, we think of it primarily in Mediterranean dishes and with lamb. Yum, yum. And if you haven't had lamb, one day try it out. It's not that hard to make. Maybe I'll give you a lamb recipe. I won't give it to you now, but I'll make note of a lamb recipe for later. But lamb is very good, and it's very healthy for you. So you can add rosemary to it. And again, rosemary is not a leaf. We call it more of a sprig. It's like, it's kind of like a leaf, but it's broken up and it has like the little pieces onto it. And so it, to me, it's more like just a sprig, like a little flower, or a little twig. But we like to call it sprig in the cooking area. So you can add the sprig to like tilapia, roasted veggies, potato wedges. Oh, and you know, in order to do that, you probably want to know the benefits, don't you? I kind of skipped that part. Studies have shown that these health benefits of rosemary help to relieve muscle pain, aid in digestion, and potentially improve memory. I'm getting older. I need help with my memory. And reduce inflammation. Again, another reduction in inflammation. So these are all things you want to add to your repertoire of cooking. All right. Number 9, I'm moving on to cloves. Now, cloves is very unique. It's a small, coarse, round, funky looking object. Some of them are longer. Sometimes I think of cloves as the thorn in my kitchen, but they are tremendously awesome. I love cloves. And it's great if you're making like a cider tea And if you want to make like apple cider or just even a tea and you want to infuse it with lemons and oranges, you can actually put the cloves, poke the cloves in the lemons or the limes or the oranges, and you can just boil that. Now, I've actually done it to where if I want my house to smell really good, okay, so here's a total sidebar, and then I'll get back to the benefits here. But if you want to have your house smell awesome, get your stock pot out, fill it with water, and you can put in cloves, oranges, and a cinnamon stick. And oh my goodness gracious, your home will be like, people come and say, oh my gosh, what are you making? And you're not making anything. You're just boiling the water and get it to a rapid boil. And then you can kind of let it, you know, bring it down to medium heat. And then once you get it hot enough, you can turn it off and just let it. It'll just, you know, the moisture will just go in the air. Or if you're okay with it, boil it for a little while. Just make sure safety first. Be sure you're home. Don't leave your house with your oven on. I know it seems like common sense, but believe it or not, I want to make sure we cover safety too. Okay, so back to cloves. I gave you some sidebars there. But cloves have been used for thousands of years. And they've been used in India and China. And they help to boost the immune system. They, guess what? Aid in digestion. Yes, they're anti-inflammatory and they're antibacterial. More benefits to using cloves. And you can also, we didn't really cover this, but you can add cloves into stews. You can stick them actually into your meat. You can do that for your turkey. You can do it with roast, whether they're pork or beef roast. I mean, be creative. You could even put it with steaks. You're just not going to want to chew that clove. So if you're inserting them into a meat, you want to make sure you take them out because it'll be a pretty hard crunch when you bite down on it. Because like I said, it's like the kitchen thorn. That's what I think of them as. And we already talked about the cider and the oranges and adding all that together. Oh, I'm just so, this is so much fun. Okay, we've really, really gone over, but hang on to your seat. We got another good one here. The final 10 is mint. Mint is an herb, and we like to think of a mint as what? A breath freshener. It's the palate cleanser. We all need a palate cleanser. Mint does a lot of good things, and primarily it aids and promotes digestion. It's great for an upset stomach. So if your child says, oh, mom, I don't feel good, or you're not feeling good, and you're kind of feeling like, oh, your tummy's just kind of weird, and or maybe you're a little nervous, if you have a mint leaf, literally put it in your mouth. You can chew it if you want to. You don't have to eat it, but just put it on your mouth and suck on it. Or if not, get a trusty literal candy mint, a mint, and put it in there. That's one time that I will say eat your candy, because mint does help and it's great for upset stomachs. It really is. So, you know, maybe you have to go somewhere and maybe do a speaking event or a speaking engagement, or you're meeting someone new and it has nothing to do with your fresh breath. It's more of you're just nervous. Yeah, have a mint and you'll get double benefits. You'll get a soothing tummy and fresh breath. Some other benefits are weight loss. Woohoo! It also helps to fight fatigue, depression, asthma, and memory loss. So sign me up. I love my mint. And if you've ever grown mint for real, it grows like crazy wild. We have mint in our backyard. And I use it and I can't get rid of it. I mean, it just keeps like growing and multiplying. I'm like, pretty soon I'm going to have a forest in my backyard. But I'm telling you, that corner smells amazing. So mint is great. It also can be used to treat, believe it or not, insect bites and acne. It has a cooling sensation. So there's some natural oils within it. So if you're itchy, you have the mint, grab the mint and put it on your skin. You can kind of like crack it a little bit and then just rub it on there. It helps relieve the irritation. Of course, how can you use mint? Well, you want to know. Well, one way I already told you, put it on your tongue. It's going to help with your fresh breath. It's going to help with your tummy. But you can add it into your beverages like your tea, your coffee, even your smoothies. Again, if you're using the real leaf, which most of the time that's how you get it. Now you don't buy mint necessarily crumbled up and dry. Now, I've seen it in some places that way, but primarily you're going to get it fresh. So less is more again. Add it in your desserts. And if you have chocolate, you know, you can actually kind of dice up a little bit of mint and put it into your ice cream. Like if you're having like a vanilla bean ice cream or a yogurt or whatever, a plain yogurt, and you want to add in some of the mint, it's yummy. But again, less is more, okay? Adding all of this up into our lifestyle is crazy awesome. It really is. It's an opportunity for you to level up your meals, which then is going to what? Give you optimal health. And that's what you're here to do, is to create your now. But with this, it requires what? A lifestyle change. And change is challenging. So I want to tell you something that you need to sign up for. And don't hang up on me. I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't have written this program if I did not think it would benefit you. But it's a free 5-day challenge. We're starting next Monday, September 26th. And if you're just not getting this and it's like the day after, still sign up. It's okay. Because you can still get the information. I want you there. Everything's going to be recorded. You can get the information, and I want it. And what it's going to do, it's really going to give you a chance for both of us, you and I, to dive deeper in making a change and making it stick. And it's not just about doing it. Because if it was the case of just, well, let's go do it, I can do it, I'm fine, we would all be perfect, including me. But you see, change is a challenge. And we don't get things right. And if you want to have optimal health, if you want to have, you know, the nutrition level within your household to just be magnified to the greatest of all greatest, if you want to be able to serve your business clients, if you want to be able to love your family more, if you want to be able to go out and volunteer in your community greater, you have got to have optimal health. And with that comes change. And we've got to make that change stick. So you need to come and sign up for this challenge. You're going to get the kisses on how to take action, ignite change, and stay motivated. So go sign up. The link is in the show notes. Ready, set, aim, the free 5-day challenge. And guess what? One last little thing. I want to hear from you. I want to know which of these 10 herbs and spices you have tried. Send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Send me a little note and say, oh, guess what? I tried it in this and it was horrible. Or, oh no, I tried it in this and it was stupendous. You've got to add this to your recipe collection. And I would love that. And I will include your name. I mean, if you send me a recipe and you're like, oh, I want to share this, come on in. I will put it in on our website. I will put your name on it and say, this is Susie Q's, you know, favorite stew. And you can label it, name it as what you want, and we'll get it in there. Because it's all about doing life together. Together is better. I want you to enjoy life. I want you to have greatness within your life. God designed you for an incredible purpose and on purpose. And with that, you need to treat your body as a temple. You need to feed it the gifts of the earth. Spice it up and let's fight our inflammation. Let's stop being and feeling so bloated and inflamed so we can go out and ignite the change and impact others every single day of our life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.